We are greatly concerned about Secretary Vilsack's proposal. The current program that's been in place for over 25 years as a result of a producer referendum following the legislation that was passed in 1985 has been tremendously successful. Certainly, recent producer surveys have indicated that almost 80% of producers are in favor of the checkoff. And as you well know, we're seeing outstanding prices. Demand is quite strong domestically and internationally. And recently, a study contracted by the Cattlemen's Beef Board to be conducted by Cornell University, Dr. Harry Kaiser, an economist, evaluated the effectiveness of the checkoff. And the results of his study indicate a $11.20 return on every dollar invested with the checkoff. So results are being generated. And we certainly want to see the checkoff be enhanced and perhaps allow producers the opportunity to modify it and change it in the forthcoming future, but not at all in favor of Secretary Vilsack's proposal to go with the generic checkoff law and put in place a supplemental program that takes control away from the grassroots producers that manage the checkoff as we know it today. And it doesn't involve the state beef councils, which, as you well know, are producer-run and managed. And we're extremely concerned about Secretary's proposal and hopeful that he will give it more consideration and retract from what he's considering doing.